So the New South Wales government has launched a new monitoring tool to help farmers manage mice population numbers ahead of another record harvest and provide a live snapshot of on-farm rodent activity across the state. Joining us to have a chat about it from Local Land Services is Dale Kirby. Dale, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well, thanks, Andrew.
Dale, there's a lot of mice out there. It'd be very hard to count them all.
Yeah, certainly. It's very hard to count an individual mice, but we're looking to try and find other ways that people can monitor that activity and prevent some damage.
So how is this initiative working, or how will it work, sorry?
So, Andrew, this was driven, I guess, by producers. This came as an idea from producers that if they could be counting the damage in each of their paddocks and showing their neighbours how much damage they were actually getting or any level of population increase, it would put the whole region and the whole state on the front foot for how they would manage mice.
Okay, and how does the process work?
So it's as simple as entering the mice damage that you're getting through TruCard damage in your paddocks, which is I guess an industry recognised way of recording damage in the paddock, and that just goes simply into a Microsoft form that we then process that data and present that on a public dashboard that people can see the damage in their part of the world.
So the farmer gets a little card, or I don't know the size of the card, and they put it out in the paddock, and depending upon how much damage it's copped, that gives us an indication of the number of mice in that region or in that area.
Yeah, certainly. Farmers can go out and put out canola-soaked chew cards, which is basically just paper with a 10 by 10 grid on it, and they soak those in canola, put them in the paddock in the afternoon, come back and check them the next morning, and depending on the level of damage or the level of chew card missing, that's an indication of how much mice damage is actually occurring in the paddock, and there are thresholds available, industry-recognised thresholds, that people can use to determine whether control is warranted.
In a very digital world, it seems like a nice, simple approach to this problem.
Look, we realise that farmers prefer a simple approach,
yep.
And this is certainly one that came to us from those farmers of, look, can we just have something simple that gives us an idea on how much damage is occurring in our part of the world so that we know and we can make decisions going forward. So that's what we've delivered.
Dale, if a farmer would like to be a part of it, what do they do and how do they go and find out more information?
So the best way that people can be involved is actually just to jump on the LLS website. So lls.nsw.gov.au/mice, and you'll find the link there to the mice monitoring tool. And there's just a simple link that you can click on, whether that's from your phone or your browser, to be able to fill in the mice monitoring data into the form, and you'll also see the dashboard there, which will allow people to see what damage is occurring in their part of the world.
And one of the things that we get a lot on the radio station here is people saying, look, I don't necessarily know how these things work. So they could contact Local Land Services and they could talk them through that perhaps?
Certainly. They can contact Local Land Services on our 1300 number or go into their local office where possible, and we'll be able to help them out with how to use the mice monitoring tool.
Well, we look forward to hearing about the results from the mice monitoring tool in the not-too-distant future. Dale Kirby from Local Land Services, thank you very much for joining us on 2NM.
My pleasure. Enjoy your day.